Please consult with your...
The following program is a paid advertisement for Mother Earth Foods. The opinions expressed by the hosts, guests, and other show participants are not necessarily those of FM 103.5 and AM 1230 WVNT, Results Radio, its employees, or management. WVNT and Results Radio are not responsible for claims made for particular products or services. Highway to Health with Healthy Dave is brought to you by Mother Earth Foods on FM 103.5 and AM 1230 WVNT. And now here's our show.
He was big and bent and gray and old, and I looked at him and my blood ran cold. And I said, "My name is Sue. How do you do?"
That's what Johnny Cash said. He said, "My name is Sue." Hey, we got a fellow in the studio today. His name is not Sue, but we are lucky to have a special guest in the studio today from the WVU Extension. J.J. Barrett will be with us here shortly on the highway. Good morning, everybody. Hey, it's not Wednesday. It's Monday morning. Again, we are live on a Monday because high schoolers are playing basketball all over the state. And John Chalfant and his buddies are covering all that footage. So we will get to that. And we'll be back on live a week from Wednesday. But hey, here we are today. Highway to Health. Healthy Dave's beside me. Got John Chalfant at the controls. I'm Jameson Young. Healthy Dave, how you doing today, buddy?
Hey, I am doing good. Thank you.
I spilled some coffee, so I've got a mess. I've got a mess over here. I'm sorry to say.
Keep it from going to the bar. Hey, good morning, everybody. It's Monday.
Monday.
Yeah, but we had something weird happen over the weekend.
Tell me.
Yeah, I'll tell you. That's why we're...
the blizzard?
The time change.
The time change going forward.
I'm going like, I had to set my clock, you know, because I'm going like, oh, yeah, right. I'm going to make sure I get here on time.
Yeah, no kidding. But anyway. I went to Kroger's yesterday, and we had that like 5 or 10 minute crazy blizzard.
Yes,
I just sat in my car and watched everybody act crazy.
Thank you. Oh, well, that's all right. Hey, it's just... almost spring.
It is. You know, and I've been saying all week, we're going to get more snow, and surely we did, and I wouldn't doubt if we get it one more time or two. Hey, what do you think, Dave?
As long as it's the ground's warm and it doesn't stick, I'm happy.
Right.
You know?
Right.
It's a good time of year. That's why I think it's a timely show to have J.J. Barrett with us and talking about some gardening tips and other things that are going on in the valley that he's involved in that can actually help you as a, if you're a beginner gardener or an experienced gardener or whatever you're doing. Food production, and he'll tell us about all that here in a little bit. I wanted to mention tonight over at First Christian Church, we are now hosting once a month. It's called NADA, N-A-D-A, ear acupuncture.
Okay.
Acupuncture works from West Virginia. Our good friend Tara Welty, who's been on the show.
Oh, sure. We love Tara. Sure. Hi, Tara.
She does this, and it is a once a month deal. And it's a donation between $5 and $20 to have what is called auricular acupuncture, which is ear.
In your ear. Sure.
In your ear. Now, here's what it says about it, okay? What is NADA? N-A-D-A. It is a simple protocol where 1 to 5 needles or beads are placed on specific points in the ear, often providing an immediate calming effect due to stimulation of the parasympathetic nervous system.
I've had these. She's done it. I've had them from other people. It's very relaxing, folks.
Yeah, it's always the second Monday of every month, and it starts at 6:30, goes till 8, and this is a community give-back kind of thing, but it's donation-based.
So it's Washington Avenue and Latrobe Street,
1400 Washington Avenue, park in the parking lot, the door's there, it's right there off the side of the
park. It's not painful, folks. People think, you're putting needles in me. They're disposable. They're used once. There's no contamination issue at all. Nope. But it is so relaxing. I encourage everybody to do that. And, Dave, thank you for bringing Tara to your church today. Do that because it's a great service for folks, and at that price, a donation. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. Get what you can, but realize that you know this is a good service, and if you've never done it, it's really worthwhile to go at least one time. Hey, if you're nervous, anxious, got panic attacks, you're just kind of feeling at your wit's end, go try it. You know,
you got nothing to lose.
You know, $5, $10 donation, and you might walk away thinking like, yeah, I need to do this every month.
It's true. You know, you might want to relax. You know, people in 1897 needed to relax, Dave.
They did.
Because a meteorite explodes over New Martinsville, West Virginia.
What?
Didn't hurt anybody, but a lot of damage.
What?
You believe that? A meteorite here in West Virginia. Who knew?
You know,
who
knew? We don't think about the meteorites out there
I know.
Coming at us, do we?
Didn't have much health news. I had that. And, you know, I've been talking about the boys this summer. I'll hit you one more little trivia question. We got JJ in the room, too. The American League batters were required to wear a batting helmet. What year did they implement that rule? Anybody?
The batting helmet.
They have to wear a batting helmet, boys, if you're playing in the American League.
1959.
Ooh.
I was 55. 42.
58. John, oh, you're a year away, but I can barely sit here.
I'm not a baseball official.
Johnny, are you getting the answers when we're not? Are you looking? Anyway, you got to be safe whether you're playing baseball or whether you're gardening or whether you're in this radio studio sometimes, you know?
Exactly. Well, anyway, hey, we got lots going on. You know, it's National Nutrition Month. And our herb of the month happens to be wild yam root, which is a plant that literally grows in our backyards, folks.
Yep.
Maybe not in your backyard, but in your wood lines and things like that. JJ, I don't know if you're familiar with wild yam. It's a viney plant that actually has some really good medicinals.
And, great.
It is what is, it's the name, the botanical name is called Dioscorea villosa. It grows mostly in North and Central America. And, of course, it is used in Chinese medicine in many ways. But it's a wonderful, wonderful herb. The root is what is used. It's used in a lot of female reproductive issues. It's an antispasmodic, which makes it good for relieving muscle spasms.
Sure.
You don't have to be. And this is for anybody. This is not a gender
right.
herb, okay? This is for everybody. However, for women, it does help with menstrual cramping. It's used sometimes with childbirth. It's anti-inflammatory.
Good.
And the real neat thing about it is that it's good for spastic colon.
Okay. You know, a lot of people have some irritable bowel issues and things.
Gallbladder attack, things like that.
Is it a... cream, or is it a...
No, it's a root, and you can take it...
Actual root,
you use it as a tincture.
Oh, a tincture, okay.
Yeah, use it as an extract, or you can drink it as a tea. And because you can dig the roots, you know, you can actually make a fresh extract of the root by boiling it and getting the benefit.
Will water do it, or do you have to use alcohol?
Nope, water.
Water.
Yeah,
water soluble.
Nice. Yeah, because it's a, you know, it it has what we call demulcent, meaning that it makes things a little more slippery.
Okay.
So
okay.
It kind of soothes down.
Easy to extract.
But it relaxes muscles, you know. And so I thought, what the heck, you know? And because it's one of our spring plants, it'll be coming up, popping up here soon. So
we're going to have a lot of little spring talk here shortly after our first break with this.
Right.
With this expert here in the room, see what he has to say to us here.
Well,
Johnny,
Yes, I do.
And now, live from the Organic News Press, we have Organic News Anchorman Health, C.J. Hawkins.
Yes, thank you. And in the news today, hey, FDA to develop a new healthy logo this year. And here's what consumers could see, okay, and which foods could qualify. Food and Drug Administration could roll out a new logo as soon as this year for companies to stamp on the packaging of healthy foods that they make, aiming at clearing up confusion about on actually, you know, if a product's really good for you.
Okay.
A lot of times, so it's the nomenclature and a symbol. So the FDA is coming out with, you know, it's going to be on the front of packages so that if it's truly a healthy food,
it'll be easy.
It's
going to
be easier to recognize, but you know what, folks? You still got to turn that little side panel and look at the ingredients.
Yep.
We're going to touch on a couple of things. Anyway, it's kind of keep an eye out. You know, I'm curious to see what they're going to do. It says around 3% of manufactured foods are currently allowed to claim that their food counts as healthy to eat. 3%. Now, that is such a small percentage. Think about it.
Staggering.
Okay?
It's staggering.
Foods like raw fruits and vegetables will still automatically qualify as a healthy food.
Well, thank goodness.
That's common sense, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It says there is already a regulation on the books that it was established in the 1990s that set criteria for saying food is healthy. They said they're basically just updating it and with current science, and they wanted to make it a little more clear. But like things like, you know, if you're adding sugar and sodium and all this, this kind of doesn't necessarily qualify. So more, in a sense, more of the real food is what I always talk about. Eat real food, not processed food.
It's just more transparency on the labeling, theoretically.
Theoretically, and of course, you know, I'm always a little leery. I'm going to be honest with you.
You have to do the fine print. Dave, I've even do our dog, we've been worried about if chicken's been an issue for her.
Uh-huh.
We buy things that don't say anything about chicken on the label. It's like, this is roast beef, blah, blah. You look on that label, 9 times out of 10, there's still chicken in it.
Of course there is.
And I know we're talking about dog food and people food, but the same thing applies in people food. You've got to look at the fine print.
All right, here's an interesting one, and I think it's an appropriate discussion since we're going to be talking about soil, too.
Sure.
Desiccating crops. What's desiccating crops? It says, we are slowly poisoning ourselves. Yep. Spraying Roundup, an herbicide containing glyphosate, on fields just before harvesting is a practice known as desiccating crops. So the food at the grocery store that we serve our families every day is saturated in a known carcinogen right before you eat it. Glyphosate is used to desiccate wheat, oats, lentils, peas, non-GMO soybeans, corn, flax, rye, triticale, buckwheat, millet, canola, sugar beet, and potato. Desiccating originated in Scotland. Like North America, the weather there could be cold and damp, which affects the rate at which crops dry out.
Right.
Farmers discovered that killing the wheat crop with an herbicide a couple of weeks before harvest time forces the crop to dry out evenly and speeds up the harvesting process. Eureka.
And that's desiccated, folks. It means, you know, to have all the moisture removed, to be completely dried out is what that term means.
North America adopted the use of desiccation in as early as 1980s, but it has become more commonplace in the last 15 years. Most common places are upper Midwestern U.S., Canada provinces, you know, Kansas, Oklahoma, Washington, Oregon. It just keeps going on. But it says the thing is, the health concern really is that you're getting residue of glyphosate on your bread.
Well, and we've talked about how you've talked about it almost so many shows about how the land gets kind of farmed out. This is a different angle of that same thing, that the land not being as healthy the more we farm it, right?
Well, not so much that. That's nutrient depletion. This is actually spraying it on 3 weeks before the crop goes up.
Oh, right, right.
Okay, so this is an add-on that doesn't need to be because you can't wash it away.
Right.
Applying an herbicide just before harvest causes the glyphosate to be directly absorbed into the food crop. It cannot simply be washed off. Okay, so what they discovered, and this happened, I remember reading this about 5-8 years ago, that in a cup of Quaker oats, your instant Quaker oat that you buy, you know, from Quaker down at the grocery store, had over 1,200 parts per million of glyphosate residue.
Jeez.
Now, they tested organic. And even organic had glyphosate, but it was only 50 ppm.
Are they allowing that to be okay or something?
Yes, because in the organic standard from the USDA, it says you can be under, I think, 100 or 200 ppm and still be considered organic. And
gotcha.
That's because you can't get it all out. Organic can't even do that.
And because they've lobbied to make that work on the labels as well.
We're going to talk about a couple of things with JJ here. Chemicals that may cause infertility found in Cheerios, Quaker Oats. A chemical that's banned for use on edible plants in the United States has been found in Cheerios and Quaker Oats. And 80% of the Americans have been exposed to it, according to a new study in the Journal of Exposure Science and Environmental Epidemiology. It says Chloramquat is a chlorine salt, according to the National Library of Medicine, is registered for use on ornamental plants grown in greenhouses and nurseries. In animal studies published in the National Library of Medicine, Chloramquat has been linked to reduced fertility and reproductive problems, delayed puberty, and impacting embryonic growth, and even has adverse effects on postnatal health.
It was found in 90% of the items they tested.
92%. We detected the chemical in 92% of oat-based purchases made in 2023, and it's included Cheerios, Honey Nut Cheerios, Crunchyroll, and we're not just picking on Quaker.
Right.
We're basically saying oat products, and we just talked about the problem with glyphosate residue. Well, here is another angle that says, wait a minute, folks, what are you eating?
And another good reason we have the guest on today, because you know what? Maybe you want to make or grow some of your own food, and this fellow will help you get down that.
What a novel idea.
Yes, indeed. Listen, another novel idea is to have Nature's Way, Natural Factors, Irwin Naturals, Terry Naturally, Earthworks, Mother Earth Foods, Hybrid Remedies, and CB Sciences be our sponsors here on Highway to Health. We appreciate them week in and week out supporting us here. We need them. And the cool thing is, Dave has lined his shelves with a lot of their products there at Mother Earth Foods on 19th and Plum Street. And I'm looking at a lot of items that are on sale this month. I'm looking at a line drive from Plus CBD by CB Sciences and Hyalogic. Those are some good products. So check those out there at Mother Earth Foods. And don't forget Mother's To Go, Grab and Go products. Pizzas, burritos, energy bars, breakfast items. Grab them, nuke them, eat them just like they are out of the wrapper. Microwave talk. Sorry, just trying to be quick talk. But, you know, these things are all, you know, available there at, of course, Mother Earth Foods. including craft beer for St. Patrick's Day. Hey, right. We're going to take our pause for the cause. We're going to come right back with our guest right here on Highway to Health.
I'm Dave Hawkins, herbalist owner of Mother Earth Foods. Today I want to tell you about an amazing product with whole body benefits. Terry Naturally's Clinical OPC, made with French grape seed extract, is a powerhouse supplement due to its super antioxidant levels. You've heard the benefits of superfoods like blueberries and dark chocolate. Well, clinical testing shows Terry Naturally's French grape seed extract surpasses them all on the superfood scale more than 2 million times. Researchers have found that grape seed extract is one of the most promising botanical extracts in the world for a diverse array of health application, but it is most noted for its positive impact on the health of heart and arteries, cholesterol, and blood sugar management. Terry Naturally Clinical OPC line is backed by no less than 6 clinical studies. Use it every day to combat the free radicals in your body that accelerate aging and disease. It's one of the best supplements available for whole body support.
Terry Naturally's Clinical OPC French Grape Seed Extract, available in 3 different dosages and with one special formula made specially for heart health. On sale now at Mother Earth Foods. Shop with confidence. Since ancient times, countless cultures have embraced the use of herbs as medicine to improve overall health. Today, more people than ever have rediscovered the healing properties of herbs. But not all herbal supplements are the same. How can you be sure you're really getting true herbs?
Hi, I'm Dave Hawkins, owner of Mother Earth Foods. Folks always ask me what herbal supplements I recommend. I've been a practicing herbalist for more than 40 years, and in that time, I've learned that quality and purity are essential for results. Nature's Way has been a trusted brand since 1969, and they continue to lead the way in purity and quality control. Nature's Way is the first herbal brand verified by the Non-GMO Project, and they are also the first herbal brand certified with DNA testing and the True ID seal, so that you can be sure that the botanical species on the label matches what is in the product. I'm proud to offer Nature's Way herbs with a no-risk, money-back guarantee.
Nature's Way, the first in herbs since 1969. Trust the leaf. Nature's Way True Herbs are on sale now at Mother Earth Foods, corner of 19th and Plum Streets, Parkersburg. Healthy living made easy since 1975.
Feeling a little stressed? Don't let it get you down. Santhionine from Natural Factors is specially formulated to support feelings of calm and well-being. It contains L-theanine, a unique amino acid found naturally in green tea that helps support a positive mood. Santhionine from Natural Factors is made with essentially pure L-theanine for maximum effectiveness. The mood-enhancing property of L-theanine produces a calming effect in the brain. In fact, in Japan, L-theanine is added to food and drink to help produce feelings of relaxation. Santhionine helps increase the alpha brainwaves associated with a tranquil state of mind. Make it part of your self-care regimen, like meditation or aromatherapy, to relieve the stress of daily living. Santhionine from Natural Factors is available in capsules or in a tasty tropical fruit-flavored tablet. On sale now at Mother Earth Foods in Parkersburg.
Mother Earth Foods. Shop with confidence.
And then I watch them roll away again. Yeah. I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide.
Oh, yeah. Sweet lyrics of Otis Redding. Today in history, in 1968, he was posthumously awarded a gold record for that wonderful tune. We have a fella here. He's not sitting at the dock of the bay. He's sitting with us here in the studio. He's an agriculture and natural resources extension agent for WVU Extension here in Wood County. Yay! Lucky to have things like this in our county. He has his master's and bachelor's degree in animal science from The Ohio State University. He specializes in home horticulture, livestock management, and grassland management. He assists his family in operating Sweet Apple Farms there in Vincent, Ohio, off 339, if I'm not mistaken. Let's welcome J.J. Barrett to the show here on the highway and let you, Dave Hawkins, get into it here and talk about some healthy ways to grow things.
Hey,
welcome.
Good morning, J.J.
Good morning, Dave. How are you?
Hey, I am good, man. Thanks for coming into the studio.
Hey, no problem.
Us. You know, you guys, you know, you do some really good work, and, you know, I know you're tied to Master Gardeners, and you kind of head up a lot of education for our local people. And let's start with talking about that first, because, you know, a lot of people don't realize what the extension really does. And I thought, well, wait a minute, you're kind of our liaison.
Yes, the Master Gardener program, I have an army of volunteers that work in the community. Well, they go through a training course. Of course, it's not just and I guess maybe some people don't quite understand about the land grant system, but West Virginia University is a land grant here, and there's one in every state.
Oh.
And some of the southern states even have two.
Mm-hmm.
West Virginia, there's also West Virginia State.
Marshall?
Marshall? No, Marshall was, it's not one of the land grants, but like University of Tennessee, and then I think there's Tennessee, Chattanooga. Like there's two in each.
Yeah.
1897s, I think is what we call them. But anyways, WVU's a land grant here in West Virginia. And, of course, I work for, started in 1914, you know, they passed the Smith-Lever Act, and then the extension service popped up. We used to be called Cooperative Extension, I guess.
Yeah, that's what,
I mean, that's old school, but we are still, it's the same formula. We have the federal and then the state, and then, of course, the local.
Bring it down into the county areas county commission, and stuff like that. Yeah.
We work with our Board of Education.
Oh, yeah.
And is it as simple as adding money to it when you say a land grant? Is that what it means, they're providing monies for these?
Well, the land grants were back when Lincoln started that with the Morrill Act.
Okay.
It was supposed, well, it started out, I guess the way that I look at it, we had all of the higher up educational facilities, Harvard, Yale, and all those, and Lincoln and some other senators, congressmen, wanted a school for the common man, and that's where the land grants came about. Ohio State, Penn State, Michigan State, University of Wisconsin, and then, but the basis of that, of course, we were more of an agrarian society, so agriculture was big, and then, each station had, or each university had a agricultural experiment part to it, and then they shared that.
That's
exactly what, as my colleagues and I say, my dad was an extension agent for Ohio State.
Okay.
And then my brother is as well.
So kind of in the family. You kept it in the family.
The family business.
Well, you kind of learned it, but through
that process. Irish, not Italian. Yeah, that's the family business, but it's... Yeah, but...
well, that's cool.
Yeah, and so, of course... As that my colleagues say, we don't want to reinvent the wheel. If I'm doing a program on composting, if you look up University of Maryland, University of Wisconsin, University of Minnesota, there's information. They're compiled in what we call fact sheets. And that based on scientific research. And that way, if you're, what do you talk about, yams, or if we looked up some herb, rosemary. If I was like, man, I want to, I'm interested, I want to grow rosemary, I want.
You want to learn all about it. You
learn all about it. You just type in extension fact sheet, rosemary, and they'll it'll all, you know.
Now, what a database.
In the interweb. So, you know, there might be, the University of Illinois has a really good.
Yeah,
if you're looking up herbs,
are these available online to consumers?
Yeah,
so you can actually go. So if out there, the listenership, you know, if you're interested in learning and doing this, and again, that's one. That's the kind of the head stuff. You know, that's the things that get it in your brain that says, okay, if I want to do this, this is like lavender, because you know I'm working with a gal in West Virginia on the lavender. You know, and she grows. They grow lavender in West Virginia, and they grow it on, you know, reclaimed strip mine. And they're using veterans to kind of help run the program. So these are the kind of neat things.
Sierra Cox.
And then there's some other people doing some things. I'm trying to remember their name. It's not coming to me. It's the jet lag. I mean, the time change jet lag.
The great leap forward.
You know, I'm going like, wait a minute. My brain goes, what are we doing? But anyway, but that's good, because that's what I'm saying. You know, it's like, so we need to, first off, education. That's a really good start, right? And now you also have practical programs, though. Like you said, you have somebody wants to do a compost workshop.
Yeah, we're actually doing one with, we do a lot of collaborative efforts, and I'm working with Solid Waste Authority. They're going to a little compost. I think it's a two series workshop. Right now we have we've already had two of them, but I call it Fridays in the Garden.
Okay,
and it's down at South Parkersburg Baptist Church.
That's the one that that's the one that I had when I came and spoke.
Dr. Rebecca Linger was one of our speakers last week,
and I bought her book, by the way. She's a pharmacy.
Yes, University of Charleston.
Yeah, University of Charleston. She teaches pharmacy, School of Pharmacy, and she's written a book on plants and medicinal plants, and they're, you know, you get into the whole nine
of Appalachia.
Of Appalachia, yes. They're basically indigenous to our area. And, you know, it's kind of a good book. It's more, it's some technical to it, but I like the technical aspect, because she is talking about plants that people could use. And sometimes, because there's a lot of misinformation in the herbal realm today, people see read an article and they want to go out and start taking it, but they don't really have any understanding of it. This book kind of gets into some of that.
And JJ, is this because, you know, not every plant is is treated equal, and certain plants need to be grown this way and other plants that way. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, the
and even your compost, you're talking about composting, but you don't compost the same way for every application, do you? There are variants there too.
Yeah, composting's kind of it's been around for a while.
The composting's the core. I always looked at because you know every soil requires organic matter. You have to put it back, whether it's leaves, grass clippings, whether it's you know, you got a chipper shredder and you're cleaning.
Yeah, I have a lot of one of the gardeners that I work with, they actually leaf mold, they call it. You can just compost leaves themselves,
right?
Okay. And actually, well, I'm refreshed on this because I did little.
Yeah.
Last week I did composting, and then I had Tori Sims from Tori's Greenhouse down in Belleville.
Okay.
Came up and she talked about how you getting your plants started.
Yes.
A couple things I wanted to hit today. One was transplants, another is fruit trees.
Yeah, well, thank you, because I want to do more.
You know, everyone's excited when they, you know, especially, I need a fruit tree. I'm going to do a pear tree. The great thing that, the great awakening that changed the apple industry, the Honeycrisp. Oh, I want a Honeycrisp. Well, and I've done a thing on fruit tree planting as well. If you want, as a backyard gardener, if you want to plant, let's say, a handful, five to ten fruit trees, I recommend to plant an apple. Unfortunately, we're not in the zone for peaches.
Everybody
loves peaches.
I know.
But there's a reason that Georgia and South Carolina, Georgia's called the peach state.
Exactly.
And that's because it doesn't frost as late down there.
Yep.
And up here, typically, any orchards.
We tried to do peaches. I remember Wagner's Fruit Farm out off of 550.
Yeah.
They had a peach orchard year. I mean, this is back in the 70s because I was living out that way. And I used to go there and pick peaches, but, you know,
one out of 3 years is what you usually get.
Exactly. So for a business, it's not necessary. And you might be lucky. If you're lucky to have a peach tree and it fruits, you're lucky.
People get excited.
Yeah, right.
They're like, oh, my God, my fruit tree.
We had a peach tree. We had a peach tree for a while, and it only bloomed one time. And then it got so gnarly, and then the wind blew it over, and we just said, oh, forget peaches.
But I recommend that people plant an apple. I mean, you can plant plums, do well in our area.
Yeah.
Pear, some of the newer. Another thing is the fire blight, which affects our apples, but it's spread by the old pear varieties.
Oh, really?
So I recommend just people get a disease-resistant variety of apples, and I can help them to select that.
Which
variety to get.
Yeah.
And then that way you don't have to spray them as much.
Yeah.
They aren't maintenance-free because the best thing you can do for a tree is prune it.
Yes.
And that's number one, because a lot of people are looking for that magic bullet. You know, oh, I just need this spray or this fertilizer or...
Nope.
It's not that simple.
It does take work, doesn't it? It takes a little bit of work.
If you prune every year and you selected the right variety and you take care... A lot of the trees now are a dwarf variety, we call them.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
You have to stake them.
Right.
But 3 or 4 years, you'll get fruit.
Yeah, and the thing is, you know, you don't have to climb as high. You know, like everything's a little more manageable. But you still have to prune because even a dwarf can become bigger, right? I mean, even though they have a more tendency to stay small. But if you let them just go, they can.
Yeah.
You're going to get those shoots going kind of crazy.
And if you plant a lot of people don't realize, we don't just plant seeds. We're planting a tree that's been grafted.
Okay.
And that variety is grafted onto that root stock.
Okay.
So, but...
Are the majority of the ones you buy typically grafted then?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Let me throw this out there, Dave, real quick.
Sure.
If you want to give us a call or a question for J.J. Barrett, 304-428-7267 is the number to call in. If you're a little shy and you just want to text, 488-4696. So you can call us today, 428-7267, or give us a text at 488-4696.
All right.
Go ahead, guys.
Hey, thanks.
All right.
Hey, we like questions, don't we?
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's an interesting group, too, because, I mean, I love going to the Master Gardeners and doing lectures and talking. There's a great group of people, and you know, they have a real, real passion, you know, really for plants and in a food way, but also in ornamentals.
Yeah, you've been several our spring seminar.
Oh yeah,
we used to do the fall seminar.
Oh yeah, I love it. I love
the garden.
I love it. And then you know, we do herb walks at the farm. We're trying to pick the day for when we're gonna, or maybe a couple of days this year.
They're very informative. Those are really neat. I mean, I've been on one. They're very cool.
Yeah, they're a lot of fun, you know. And the thing is, you learn about what you can do around you. And that's kind of what I tell people. I said, we were talking about, you know, okay, oats. Well, we're not going to grow oats, you know. We're not gonna, but we can certainly grow a certain percentage of our food.
Oh, yes.
Where we can control that, you know. We have never had a piece of Roundup on our farm. There's not been one bottle. If there is, right, and we discover somebody brought it on, it's out the door because, you know, we don't use those kind of things. But we try to use methods. Some of the old-time methods actually were quite sound. Like you say, going back to the composting and, you know, right, where you're actually rejuvenating and re-inoculating your soils. Because in the soil are massive amounts of organisms.
Yeah? Oh, yeah, in the last 10 years, that's the big thing is soil health and what's under the soil, the live...
Yeah,
the bacteria and protozoa and the earthworms and all that stuff that
we had a guest about 3 weeks ago that was talking about that you need to eat a little dirt
as long as it's good dirt,
you know, clean dirt.
The old mud pie.
Well, yeah. I mean, the thing is that her whole point was she was a gal talking about probiotics and our gut microbiome, and she said that there are organisms in soil that that have an affinity to us that are not detrimental, but because we are so clean. And we keep everything so pristine that we actually lose some of those varieties of organisms that actually come back and strengthen our gut.
Yeah, I mean, that's what that smell is whenever you go by somewhere that they've plowed or disced. I know a lot of people no-till now, but if you go by a disced or plowed field, you have that earthy smell.
Yes,
that's all that the microbes in the soil that you're smelling.
Oh, yeah, that's good to know. Yeah. Cool. Well, anyway, like I said, those are all things. So tips, folks, we have a resource. I want to keep saying we have resources. Right. I want you to learn that you're not out here alone, and you can do these things. And I remember with it was interesting. I was reading from probably last year, maybe. Yeah, it was last year that the seed companies, the people who sell seeds, said that the amount of business had increased. I can't remember the number percent.
All the COVID, it just exploded.
That's what they were saying. And they were saying people who had never, ever grown food in their lives were learning to grow food.
Oh, yeah.
And that kind of gets you to a point of where we talk about local, regional.
Because you can always learn.
You can always learn. And there's something about even health and relationship to farm gardening and things of that nature. They say gardeners live the longest.
Yeah, well, I hope.
Yeah, I hope too. Well, it's
you have a connection.
Yes.
That, and you're always working. Well, people I know that have lived the longest.
You're moving.
Always moving, absolutely.
You're always doing, and again, you can do things in your gardening if you are older where you might have trouble stooping and getting up.
Right.
You can do raised bed, and you can do things with elevation, right?
Yeah, raised beds, a lot of people. Or container gardening.
Container gardening.
If you live in the city.
Yeah.
Or if you may be in the suburbs, but your soil is not the greatest.
Yeah.
A raised bed is the way to go.
Oh, yeah.
And I can help people with plans for that, where to get the, what kind of soil mix to use. And yeah, a lot. And during the COVID, the lady from the greenhouse was telling me that someone called her the first week of March in 2020 or 2021.
Yeah.
And they said, "Do you have any transplants? I want to plant my tomatoes, my peppers." She's like, "I haven't started them yet."
it's a little too early.
Yeah. It's like, and, you know, when we get that 70-degree day, everybody's like, "Woo, I'm excited."
Ready to go. Let's go.
And usually in our area, Mother's Day, like May 12th to May 15th, it's kind of that for all the summer annuals that we love in the garden.
Yeah.
Tomatoes, peppers.
Yeah.
JJ, do you have a website that people need to hear? Or
yes, if you just go to WVU Extension, our main website.
Okay.
Has what's going on with WVU Extension, all of our programs.
Okay.
Everyone that our faculty.
Is that a .org or .com?
No, just .com. If you just put in WVU Extension.
Okay.
Yeah, and all of our fact sheets for WVU are on there, but. Like I said, if you are interested, what did I just mention? Growing sweet corn.
Yeah.
If you just put growing sweet corn extension, then all of the fact sheets
come up from
30 different universities.
That's cool.
Awesome.
Yeah. And the thing is, too, you know, people got to realize that what you grow in your soil is going to be depleting, right? It's going to be pulling out the nutrients.
That's where compost.
And this is where the compost comes in, and it's real important to understand that. And then, you know, I know we got break coming up.
Yeah, yeah.
When we get back from break, let's talk about that a little bit because, you know, there's a lot more soil amendments now that are non-chemical based and not this, quote, NPK farming methodology, which is something that kind of helps keep the chemistry ratios and the soil health a lot better. So we'll talk about that.
Folks, if you're curious about doing some planting and doing some growing and you're a novice, this you need to get a hold of J.J. Barrett because he has the information. You don't want to put a lot of effort into things and be doing it the wrong way. So give him a – you can check it out, WVU Extension.
And call me.
Check that out. We're going to take our little pause for the cause, and we're going to come right back and finish this discussion with Healthy Dave and J.J. Barrett right here on Highwood Health.
I'm Dave Hawkins, herbalist owner of Mother Earth Foods. I know you have a lot of options when it comes to what probiotic to take. It's hard to know what brands to trust. That's why I'm introducing my own line of Earthworks probiotics. Here are a few things that you should know when you're buying a probiotic. Earthworks probiotics have been created with human microflora that belong in your digestive tract. All Earthworks probiotics are shelf-stable and don't require refrigeration. Earthworks probiotics have been bioengineered to resist stomach acid so that you get the dosage you need where you need it the most. There are 9 products with up to 100 billion cultures and specific strains for women, children, and colon health. So you can be sure to find the right probiotic to support your digestive and immune system. And of course, loyalty customers always get double loyalty points for any Earthworks products. So watch your savings add up and be sure to stay healthy out there.
Find Earthworks Probiotics, Dave's online, only at Mother Earth Foods. Shop with confidence.
I'm Healthy Dave, herbalist owner of Mother Earth Foods. Some years back, we introduced Cadia Foods as our exclusive house brand. Now I'm pleased to announce even more savings on the Cadia brand through our everyday low price program. We know that eating healthy food can sometimes feel like a luxury, especially if you're on a budget. But with our everyday low prices, you can shop with confidence knowing that you're getting the best value for your money. At Mother Earth Foods, we have always believed that healthy, wholesome food should be accessible to everyone. That's why we are committed to offering our favorite Cadia natural and organic foods at great prices. From frozen fruits and vegetables to snacks and pantry staples, we've got everything you need to eat well and feel great at the prices you'll love.
Why wait? Head over to Mother Earth Foods today and start saving big on all your grocery essentials. Look for the everyday low price shelf talkers for the lowest prices possible. Shop with confidence.
And some honey from the bees. All kinds of food to support your life. 'Cause if it comes from Mother Earth, it's bound to be right. You ought to come by and check it out. See what Mother Earth Foods is all about.
Visit Mother Earth Foods at 19th and Plum Streets in Parkersburg.
I don't know if anybody will recognize that. That is the first single released by Pink Floyd in 1967.
Whoa.
This is old Pink Floyd. Way back there. Pretty good stuff.
I like Pink Floyd.
It is.
They're all right. Yeah, good stuff. Good stuff. Hey, well, hey, we're back with J.J. Barrett.
Yep.
We're talking about, you know, tips for the garden and about the extension agency and what they do and how they can help educate you. They do lots of workshops. Go to their website. I encourage you. J.J. and I go way back. You know, he's been out for my farm, you know, Cedar Lane Farm, helped us kind of give us some guidance on different things. And he's here to help us, you know. And the thing is, grow your own food is what I really like to say to people. I said, if you want to know where it comes from and what's been done to it, look at it in your backyard.
Yeah, well, actually,
go get it.
We spurred on I went to a workshop at the West Virginia Small Farm Conference about winter greens.
Yeah.
And one of my colleagues, Dr. Lewis Jett, who
is
an incredible asset to the state of West Virginia. He's our
consumer. He's our commercial horticulture specialist.
Yeah.
But he, at the university, they grew broccoli, cabbage. A lot of people don't utilize or don't realize they can. Well, this was in a high tunnel.
Right, right.
Which is basically an unheated greenhouse. But
they
started stuff in September and October and grew clear through the winter.
Ours is, and ours wintered over. We had grown, planted late in ours, you know, but of course the top blew off. So, but it still did okay because it was such a mild winter.
I mean, I didn't realize, too, that kale, there's some varieties of kale and spinach that can,
our spinach wintered over,
can
too.
survive down to 10 degrees
Fahrenheit
or lower. So I mean, you can grow the problem that we get into, or the issue is our sunlight.
Yes.
You know, once we get it in November,
shorter time,
we don't get as much light intensity.
So you won't get the growth that you would normally get in a normal season, right?
Like, but even if you're in a greenhouse,
you can't.
You could plant tomatoes and cucumbers and peppers, but you're not. You don't have enough light intensity for that fruiting.
So you would actually use artificial grow lighting.
Yeah, you'd have to use artificial lights.
To be able to regulate
all
that.
Kinds of different lettuces, buttercrunch lettuces.
And even without having to heat, right?
Yeah. And I mean, you could put one of those torpedo heaters. You can do a row cover inside the high
tunnel. That's what we were wanting to do. That's exactly what our plan.
And that keeps you, I mean, what's another? Swiss chard, which...
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Swiss chard would be another good one. And I love greens. That's just it. I need to get hold of Lewis because that's what we want to do in the fall because, you know, I love greens throughout the year. But having them through the winter months is good. And they are hardy. And I want to talk about two things real quick. Soil amending, because I know we talked about composting, but sometimes, you know, there are now organic fertilizers available. And I mean organic in the sense that they're non-chemicalized fertilizers, right?
Yeah,
and they're balanced, you know.
Anytime we dig rocks out of the earth, and just break them up into smaller pieces, we can mine phosphorus and potash.
Right, right.
Folks, I got a text that came in, and someone is asking, how big of a greenhouse? And I don't know if they're asking, what's the minimum size, or what does it take?
Depends on what you really want to do, right? Are you talking about growing for home, or are you talking about growing for
a lot of your commercial greenhouses, or those high tunnels, some of my farmers have received a grant for those.
Yep, we got one.
Like 24 to 30 foot wide by anywhere from 68, even 100 feet.
Yeah.
But, you know, even a small greenhouse.
Yeah.
A lot of farms, those are heated.
Right.
But that's where they start their plants.
Right.
They germinate.
You could do a 20 by 30, you know, that's a nice size.
It depends on how much you want to yield.
And what you want to yield, and if what's your purpose. You know, if you're looking at for home production, though, that's something probably a 20 by 30 would be adequate, you know, 20 by 20, something like that, because you got enough width to get in there and do things. We grow in our soil, actually. In our greenhouses, we grow right in the soil in the greenhouse, and then we rotate our crops in that greenhouse.
Right.
And we do a ton of soil amending, and we have constantly we're breaking down organic matter to make dirt. And then we put, we found a company called Ohio Earth Food. They're out of Hartsville, Ohio. They actually sell a product called Revita Pro, I think, which is an organic, but a lot of it has fish emulsion, sea, you know, like seaweeds and different things to get your minerals back in.
Right.
It's not a high nitrogen or anything. It's a low level, but it's all based on plants, not because it's coming from a byproduct of industry. And I think that's something that if you really want to have healthy soil, you got to be. There's a balance, right? And so you should be testing your pHs, correct?
Yeah. Of course, if you live in Ohio or if you live in West Virginia, you can get a free soil test through the in WVU Soil Lab. That'll pop up. There's a picture of one of our extension agents holding a soil probe, and there's a submission form. You can do it electronically. You can print it out. You can do one for your lawn, for your garden, for your crop fields.
Yeah, yeah.
Some people. They've also added a thing in the last couple of years. That's free.
WVU Soil?
WVU Soil Testing Lab. But it is a free service in West Virginia.
Okay.
Awesome. They do about 10,000 samples a year.
Okay.
It's kind of a skeleton crew.
I mean,
we're no Penn State.
Right.
They also, Penn State has a lab that does soil, that tests water, that tests manure. At WVU, they have the soil testing lab. It gives you your results. You get your pH, which is what I tell most of our gardeners.
or even for our lawns. About 6 to 6.2 is our, we're shooting for, maybe 6.5.
Yeah, not too alkaline, not too acidic. Right,
and that 6 to 7 is kind of the sweet spot.
That's what I thought, yeah. And so there again, so soil amending is important. Look at that. Your bulletins will talk about that in terms of pHs and stuff. When you want to look at a particular plant, it's going to give you that range, correct? But you're, like you said, that...
Yeah, when you get your results back, it'll, and I help a lot of people with that, because I get a copy of their, say that's their garden, or maybe for their lawn.
Right, right. Okay.
You know, a lot of times the first thing I'll tell people is they, especially if they're having issues with their lawn, is to... They probably need lime.
Yeah.
Look at their pH.
And
people always kind of go for that because it'll give your phosphorus and your potassium, your potash, how much magnesium you got, and then your calcium levels.
Right. Right. So you kind of play coach with some of these people that are growing. Is that fair?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're a first-time farmer or just, you know, somebody growing in your backyard or whatever, to have you as a resource to say, hey, this is what's going on, JJ, help me out. That's awesome.
Exactly.
Good for you.
And for the garden and for the lawn, a lot of times people just need organic matter. And
that's
we can get that through compost.
Right. Right.
Yeah. I mean, it might look funny when you spread 2 inches of compost out across your whole yard and it looks dark black for about a week or so.
Oh, yeah, right.
Then it'll
settle right in, doesn't it?
And then,
yeah.
You know, especially I have several calls about people around that have a new house.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And then they can't get their lawn, they can't get any grass to grow.
Can't get it started.
I keep putting seed down. Well, a lot of time they're supposed to move out the topsoil, then do the building, then bring it back.
But
they don't, and instead it gets all mixed together.
Oh, it's all that clay and it's all that hard pack.
And so you have all that subsoil mixed with your topsoil.
Yep.
So you need organic matter.
Right.
And then the seeds will, your grass will come.
Then they're going to say, hey, we like this.
Put organic matter down and it will come.
Yeah. You can get that as easily with just leaves that fall in the fall, right?
Yeah.
To make compost out of?
Compost those. And you can mix. I mean, you need a balance, you were saying.
Yeah, there's a balance.
If you make a compost pile, you need.
There's even liquids now. You know, you can actually dilute down, and they're clean, and you can spray them, and you know, you
accelerates
can,
process.
And, well, yeah, it's actually putting some of that nutrient. But I like what he's talking about with the actual organic matter.
Yeah, yeah.
Because there you're getting the structure, and that structure also can help to hold down and keep, especially in new. It helps to keep everything.
The more organic matter you got, I mean, we're. And a lot of people ask, where do you shoot? Well, if you shoot for 3 to 4% or maybe.
What's your take on, you know, a lot of people want that pristine lawn without anything growing in it. And the reason I'm bringing this up is a lot of people have their yards sprayed with chemistry. Yep. Now, the thing about that is the pollinators are what we're talking about. Because, you know, we had a pollinator grant, you know, a couple years back. Mm-hmm. We finished that grant last year. And that was to enhance more growing, more native areas, and where their plants are not, you know, where the bees are going to come, where they're not going to be subjected to chemistries that are going to maybe be detrimental to them, right? And isn't lawn care somewhat of a detriment to not only the healthy beneficial insects, but really when you think about it, it's kind of a toxin going into your soil
It can be, because a lot of people,
I know there's a ratio of how they do it. I'm not trying to beat anybody up who does that, but I'm just saying, hey, maybe you might want to think about that. You know, if you're moving into a different realm of trying to reduce this kind of stuff in your environment, and your environment is what you live around. You know, kids playing in the grass, you know, dogs,
animals.
Right,
still have a nice lawn. I always recommend people to cut it 3 to 4 inches, and I know maybe, for example, someone in our area, their lawn is mostly bluegrass because they cut it about 2 to 3 inches tall, like every 3 days. Like you'll see in the middle of a drought, it hadn't rained for 3 weeks.
Right.
But then it started raining, and then 10 minutes later, they're out there with the mower.
Yep.
I mean, you're going to have, you want that diversity because if you let your lawn grow to 4 inches, you're going to get some clover.
Right.
Then what happens here, we'll go into June, your white clover will start blooming.
Yep.
And then you'll see all the bees and all
the honeybees are coming.
They're
loving
that stuff.
I know. And so we want to promote our lawn. We have a healthy lawn, and we don't mind some dandelion because, again, there's, again, the benefit of dandelion.
Use those too.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's again, we don't cut real short. You know, we've learned a long time ago, we want to let the grass, and it's protective. I mean, if you're, you know, It just keeps a healthier lawn.
Leaving the clippings in the yard also healthy?
Oh, yeah, leave your clippings in there. Yeah. And then that way you don't have to, you're basically adding your nitrogen and other nutrients.
You're recycling
right back.
It right back in. And you're getting your organic matter back.
And if your lawn's a little bit higher, it's a little bit more drought resistant.
Yep. Aerate too every so often. Yes. You know, we'll go through with a punch aerator and we'll just kind of.
Listen, we've only got 2 minutes left, Dave. Oh, you believe it? This time warp we're in. JJ, tell us anything that we've left out today since time does go by so quick.
Seeds. Talk about seeds real quick because, you know, I'm looking at. We like to buy organic, biodynamic, or heirloom.
For
gardening, for vegetables.
Yeah.
The older varieties I typically like.
Yeah, most of your seeds if you go and buy some packaged vegetable seeds, some of them we treated, some of them won't. But I think it's your preference. A lot of people like some of the hybrid or the heirloom varieties, and they're great for home gardeners. But there are some great hybrid varieties out there that have been around for decades.
Well, and like you're saying, drought resistant or heat resistant or frost resistant.
There's a reason a lot of our... Yeah. Oh, like the lady from the greenhouse, they planted some heirloom tomatoes. They got a big rain, and then they all cracked.
Yep. I've had that issue with some of those, too.
A lot of our hybrid varieties were developed for disease resistant. They're more productive. Some of them still taste good.
Yeah, they do. That's what we want. JJ, thank you so much for joining us today.
You're welcome.
Very informative, and I hope this is kind of resonating. It's the right time of year. We're here in early March, soon we'll be able to start getting out and doing this.
And if anyone needs to get a hold of me, the WVU Extension office is 304-424-1960, or you can contact me at jj.barrett@mail.wvu.edu.
Okay. We got that. So you got that, Jameson?
I used to do a show with John, so I've said that about 10,000 times. Yeah.
All right, so 424-1960.
1960.
Gotcha. And the website again, please?
You can look up this WVU extension.
Okay.
Yeah, WVU.
And that's our main website.
Okay, great. Well, we're going to take our last little pause for the cause, and then we will close out the show here in just a minute on Highway to Health.
Hey! Awesome. The weekend gonna be.
Hello, Mid Ohio Valley. Today's weather will be snotty and sneezy. I mean breezy, not sneezy. And the pollen count will be high, so try to avoid outside miseries. I mean activities.
Hi, Mr. Weatherman. You sound like you're one of the 50 million Americans that suffer with seasonal allergies. You should try Allerpure from Irwin Naturals. Allerpure offers a three-pronged formula with vitamin C to support your body's natural immune system, lemon balm and perilla to build a healthy histamine response, and an antioxidant enzyme blend to fight free radicals. Take it daily to maintain your health or as needed for targeted allergy support. I'm so sure it can help, I'm offering a risk-free 30-day money-back guarantee.
Get outdoors today and enjoy the season, no matter the weather or the pollen count.
With Allerpure from Irwin Naturals. On sale now at Mother Earth Foods, corner of 19th and Plum Streets in Parkersburg. Healthy living made easy since 1975.
When explorers came to America in search of the Fountain of Youth, they came up a little short. Fortunately for us, science is finally catching up with new anti-aging discoveries.
I'm Dave Hawkins, herbalist owner of Mother Earth Foods. One of those anti-aging discoveries is collagen, which is essential for healthy hair, skin, connective tissue, and joints. Now one of the most trusted leaders in natural supplements, Natural Factors, has developed Total Body Collagen. It's a convenient powder available in orange, pomegranate, or unflavored. Just add it to water or your favorite beverage, or if you prefer, you can also take it in tablet. Total Body Collagen is 100% complete amino acid formula with hyaluronic acid, glutamine, and biotin. So whether you're looking to reduce the pain associated with osteoarthritis or just to look and feel a little bit younger, Total Body Collagen may be the anti-aging support you've been looking for. Try it risk-free for 30 days with our money-back guarantee.
Natural Factors Total Body Collagen products are on sale now at Mother Earth Foods. Shop with confidence.
I'm Healthy Dave, herbalist and owner of Mother Earth Foods. The total well-being of our customers is an essential part of our mission, and I'm always looking for breakthrough products that align with our values. When I met Dr. Jason DuBois, I knew I had met someone who shared my passion for helping people stay well naturally. Dr. Jason is a registered clinical pharmacist, educator, and founder of Hybrid Remedies, a fantastic line of herbal supplements designed to help you feel better faster. Hybrid Remedies supports a rapid immune building response for allergies, colds, flu, and sinus nasal support. Formulated entirely with key herbs, vitamins, and minerals, Hybrid Remedies were developed by Dr. Jason over 18 years of clinical experience and research with a focus on immunology. We're proud to offer Hybrid Remedies because they work.
Nature-inspired, pharmacist-formulated. Hybrid Remedies. Clinically tested, immune support for colds, flu, and allergies. On sale now at Mother Earth Foods. Shop with confidence.
Welcome back, folks. Speaking of confidence, Nature's Way, Natural Factors, Irwin Naturals, Terry Naturally, Earthworks, Mother Earth Foods, Hybrid Remedies, and CV Sciences. These companies help sponsor us here on the Highway to Health, and a lot of confidence in these businesses because Dave Hawkins allows them to be on his shelves there at Mother Earth Foods. And, buddy, if they're not doing the right things, he is not putting them on the shelves.
That's
so
right.
So you can shop with confidence there at Mother Earth Foods.
Next week.
Confidence in growing, get a hold of J.J. Yep. Barrett, 304-424-1960, yep. Or WVU Extension. Next week, Dave?
Next week, we've got our good buddy, Dr. Jason DuBois.
Yeah.
Because guess what, folks? With everything blooming and getting ready to pop out, it's allergies. And he is the founder of a company called Hybrid Remedies. He's got only, I think, four products. And this is a gentleman who is a trained pharmacist. And he started studying herbalism, and he came up with some very interesting products. And they go to work very quickly. His Hybrid AR formula, you start to get results within 20 minutes. And it is no rebound of any of the pharmaceuticals, and it's working totally nutritionally. And to have a product developed that can work that quickly is absolutely amazing. So he's going to be here to talk about allergy. Because
if you're an allergy sufferer, you've got to listen to
Well, you know, most of us have becoming more because the pollen, and you're probably aware of this, JJ, the pollen and the allergens are much higher than they used to be. And they're saying that because of there's a whole lot of factors involved. But, I mean, national statistics show the increase in pollen over the course of 20 years is like astronomical.
Wow. That's
and that's why more people are having an issue because of this change in the environment that has created more.
Yeah, so next week's show should be a good one.
Yep.
And again, we're going to come back a week from 2 days from a week from this Wednesday, right? We'll be back on our normal cycle.
Yep.
So again, basketball will be played this Wednesday and Friday, but next week we'll be back to our live show on Wednesday. It should be pretty cool. That's John Chalfin at the controls. That's Healthy Dave. We got JJ Barrett in the studio today. I'm Jameson Young. You want to feel good every day and every night? Eat well, smile, treat each other right. We'll see you next week on the radio, right here on Highway to Health.
You've been listening to Highway to Health with Healthy Dave on FM 103.5 and AM 1230 WVNT. Listen next Wednesday at 9 a.m. for Highway to Health and visit the website, MotherEarthWorks.com. The preceding program has been a paid advertisement for its sponsor. The opinions expressed by the hosts, guests, and other show participants